And now may the grace and peace of God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ be with all of you. Amen. What is your relationship with water? Do you love it? Do you carry it around with you? I mean, I've seen people over the last few years carrying around water bottles, from Hydro Flask to Yeti, from Owala to Stanley, all of that so they can try to stay hydrated. There was one member of a congregation I had who dragged around a gallon jug full of water with a straw at the top of it, and she said she drank and filled that 3 times every day. Now, I've also seen kids running around the yard playing with super soakers trying to get everybody wet. I have filled buckets of water for cleaning, tubs of water for washing, pools of water for fun. When you're thirsty, water is a blessing. When you're in a new outfit and it's raining outside, it can be a little bit of a bummer. When you're hungry, water can be turned into ramen noodles in about 5 minutes or less, as long as you have the ramen noodles to put it in, right? Water is remarkable. It's necessary. And water is the image that Jesus uses today to describe God's love, God's kingdom, God's gift to a Samaritan woman and to all of us. In today's gospel, Jesus and his disciples are traveling through Samaria, and they stop outside a Samaritan city of Sychar. Jesus stays at the well, and the disciples go into town to buy food. While Jesus is there, a woman from Sychar comes to the well to get water. This is noon, which is probably the worst time in the day to come to a well and get water. See, typically, the women of a town would come to the well together at first light, when the water is closest to the top of the well and it's easier to draw that water. That was also a time for socializing and togetherness. This woman coming to the well had chosen not to join those others at dawn. She came at noon, hoping no one else would be there. Enter Jesus. Jesus is sitting by the well in whatever passed for shade that was there when that woman arrived to draw her water. Now, a good, pious Jewish man would never speak to a woman to whom he was not related. And no Jew would ever speak to a Samaritan. They were outcast and hated. So, Jesus decides he's going to talk to this Samaritan woman and ask her for a drink. So already Jesus is doing and showing something different. Now the woman is shocked. No Jew has ever addressed her, and no man has ever spoken to her in the daylight. So what's happening? This encounter in the middle of the day is similar to Jesus' conversation last week with Nicodemus that took place in the dark of night. Because to both Nicodemus and this woman today, Jesus is showing that the love of God changes everything. And that to become part of this new kingdom that Jesus brings takes a gift from the Holy Spirit. To Nicodemus, he used the image of being born from above again. And to this woman, he speaks about living water. But both of them are images describing the gifts from the Spirit, and they are both connected with the love of God. Water does so many things. We use it for drinking, to stay healthy, for cooking, washing, cleaning, even fun. When the woman came to the well that day, she was looking for water for her every day. Now it was a burden to come alone in the heat of the day when the water was difficult to draw, but I guess it was her reputation that had driven her out of the group with the other women so that she had to come alone. I'm certain that what she wanted to do was to come, draw her water, and get out of there and get on with her day. Enter Jesus. Jesus distracts her from her purpose, but since Jesus started the conversation, she wasn't about to let that opportunity slip by. She asks, "How is it that you, a Jew, asks a drink of me, a woman of Samaria?" See, she knows the rules as well as Jesus does. And she wants to know why Jesus is breaking them. Jesus' response to her question is an offer. If you knew who I am, you would have asked me and I would have given you living water. The response is kind of a non sequitur. He's not answering her question at all. I mean, they both know that we need water in our daily life for the household. But Jesus is starting to talk about living water. What is it, this living water? The woman thinks Jesus is just talking about the well and wonders if Jesus thinks he's greater than Jacob who found the well. So like Nicodemus before, this woman is confused by what it is that Jesus is offering. He's not talking about water, super bottled water filled with alkali and minerals or anything, nothing like that. What Jesus is talking about and offering is a relationship with God, welling up to eternal life. Jesus tells her that he brings to her and to all people this living water, this relationship with God and God's love and God's presence. Jesus tells her that this water, that the water in the well, they're going to need it every day, just like she still needs it now. We need that. But the living water, this new relationship with God fills us and sustains us like nothing else can or ever will. The water from the well, you can be used to cook and to clean or to slake your thirst. The living water that Jesus provides washes us clean from our past sinfulness and slakes our thirst for righteousness. That is a thirst for a right relationship with God. This living water gives us strength and hope for our lives every day. This woman then begins to beg Jesus to give her that water. Now, I think that she still believes it's water, but Jesus shows her that he knows that she is a woman from Samaria, a woman whose life and living have been a struggle and have led her to be outcast from even her own people. But Jesus shows her that the love and the presence of God, the living water that Jesus brings, is still for her, for all. Jesus and this woman then talk about worship. And Jesus assures her that the kingdom that he brings can be worshipped wherever. And that living to love God and to love your neighbors is the ultimate kind of worship. Now, eventually, the town comes out, the disciples are amazed, and Jesus succeeds in bringing the love of God to all of these people. For us, we too can use that living water when we are thirsty for righteousness, when the world has slung mud at us, when we are filthy from our own sinfulness. The living water that is the love of God comes to us from the waters of baptism to the sacramental gifts of Jesus here at this table. God reaches out to wash us clean, to slake our thirst, to give us forgiveness of sins, life, and salvation. All that we need to live as children of God and as followers of Jesus comes to us as a gift. We are also called to respond to these gifts by sharing them, sharing the living water, sharing the forgiveness, sharing the new life with neighbors and strangers, family and friends. We are encouraged to live the love that God provides us every day. During baptisms, I pray a flood prayer based on a prayer from Luther that celebrates all the ways that God uses water in the story of God's love for humanity. God moves over the waters at creation. God saves Noah and his family. God brings the people over the Red Sea and the River Jordan. Jesus is baptized. We could include that Jesus washes the disciples' feet. Jesus walks on water and calms storms. Jesus even teaches a woman at a well about the living water that is God's love. Water is essential for life and living. And that is exactly why I think Jesus uses water in his image today. God's love and God's presence are essential for life and for living, for loving and sharing for all of us. So may the living water that we receive from the presence of Jesus in our lives fill us, inspire us, strengthen us, so that we can share that love, so that we can make God's vision for a world of love into our mission every day. Amen.